controlled opposition. The best that the conservatives and Christians have to offer is the very reason that America is in trouble today. George Orwell rightly said, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. Being in ministry and traveling as much as we do, we have the opportunity to see and meet a lot of people, and in the process, we notice what it is that people feed upon. And let me tell you, this explains why this country is in the condition that it is in today. When you are on an airplane, a bus, or a train, you see what people are feeding upon. They are feeding upon gossip magazines, or maybe they are playing poker on their phones, or perhaps viewing a filthy movie on the back of one of those airplane seats. You can rest assured that a majority of them who are feeding on this garbage are them that are continually complaining about what's wrong with their country rather than standing up and fighting for the country that they say that they love. And of course, everyone that we see or meet across the country is surely involved with politics in one way or another, for after all, we all live politics. But I have to ask you, who is it that you live unto? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:14-18, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Many in America today justify their standing as Christian conservative patriots by holding to secularists such as Mark Levin, Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh, Ben Shapiro, so on and so forth. This may explain why we as a country are in so much trouble today. It's not because of these talking heads, you know, the best that the Christian conservatives have to offer, so much as it is the American people that have forsaken the Word of God and the United States Constitution. President Andrew Jackson, the 7th president, said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." These conservative talking heads, you know, yesterday's liberals, do not make reference to biblical and constitutional laws exposing the criminals in politics to bring about the much-needed resolve through justice. As a matter of fact, it is these talking head conservatives, spin doctors, that are the very ones fueling the narratives that secure the establishment of which Americans claim that they're sick and tired of. Furthermore, they individually define out as to being the very controlled opposition, keeping the conservatives in order, that is needed to keep pushing the agenda forward, for they are no threat to the establishment that they make claim to be exposing. Let us start out with dazed and confused Ben Shapiro, who not only denies the Christ, but believed that Jesus was a Jew who led up a revolt against the Romans and got killed just like a lot of Jews who were crucified for the same thing, said Ben.
No. We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Romans and got killed for their trouble.
Well, Ben, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Apparently, Ben knows more than the very God that he declares to believe in outside of the Savior that was and is sent on his behalf. Oh, how it stands true when Jesus said that he came unto his own and his own received him not. Hey, Ben, wisdom will not long hold a seat in the head of that man who has yielded up his heart to folly. What about Glenn Beck? In his confusion, he goes on the air with this panel of handpicked...
How is God glorified in us, and we in him, by his grace? What does his grace work in us? True holiness? Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him? By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ? How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us? What price did he give? His blood? What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who is given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Let me ask you something before we get into today's show. How many times do the corrupt, on an individual basis, on a corporate basis, how many times do they need to be called out, exposed for their crimes? I'm just curious. Because we've been hearing about, like, for example, I think of the JFK assassination. We still hear people talking about the facts of the case. And the American people, as a matter of fact, people worldwide, they sit back and observe, all the while knowing who is responsible for that assassination in November 22nd, 1963. I'm just proposing the question. Only you can answer this. Because again, Americans, you're the law, and if you don't bring justice, you're never going to see justice. You're never going to know righteousness. You're never going to know peace. And that is the drum that I pound on continuously. I was listening to, on my scroll today, as I'm driving around, I have church every day, I'm studying every day, and then I just go around and I see what is pertinent to the issues that I need to bring to the light with the American people. And I hear the same talking heads that are, you know, you all the well know, they're all bought and paid for. They're called media influencers. About a week and a half ago, I'd highlighted the fact up on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. I highlighted the fact that Shulman, Mercer, Rosenwald, Alt, Media Network is all bought and paid for. And I told you that James O'Keefe is receiving this money, Laura Loomer's receiving this money, Tommy Robinson's receiving this money, Pamela Geller's receiving this money. We got others that are receiving this money, including Charlie Kirk and Tucker Carlson. Okay, so we all know that they're bought and paid for. Aren't these the same people? Oh, by the way, I got to throw Candace Owens in there. I got to throw Ben Shapiro in there. I got to throw other people out there, friends, that are on other networks, but we're finding out that they're being paid in many cases by the same sources. If not from the Zionist Jews, then it's coming from Trump platforms. That's a fact. That's an absolute fact. So anybody and everybody that you know out there right now that have big platforms, they are paid to be media influencers driving the narrative that they're driving. Well, you just got done saying Candace Owens. You just got done saying all these other names like James O'Keefe and the such. Yeah, or Tucker Carlson. Aren't they the ones that are speaking out against the Zionist? Yeah. But wait a second. Remember, friends, it's okay to turn on those that are driving the narrative only so far. In other words, as long as you're paid to be controlled opposition so we can continuously lead the opposition, like, for example, the Candace Owens of the world are doing right now, and I'll prove this more in just a moment, that's okay. That's tolerable.
Keep the people confused. Keep the people, keep that carrot dangling in front of their nose. Keep leading them about. Highlight some more stats. Highlight some more things that have come to the surface concerning, for example, Charlie Kirk assassination. Isn't it interesting how they just keep coming out little by little by little by little? And somehow or another, speaking of Candace Owens, somehow or another, she is the go-to girl, and yet all of these other ones, like Alex Jones and the ones that I just named, they're all following in line and falling in line with the narrative that Candace Owens is driving. All the statistics, all the facts that we have, going back to the JFK assassination. One question I have for you, because you can always make distinction between those that are really the real deal, the proof is in the pudding by what they're calling for, and those that aren't. You can always tell controlled opposition and those that are controlling the narrative, that are controlled operatives. You know, remember, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Okay. You're going to have to answer all of what I'm bringing up. These are the ones that keep talking more and more and more about the specificity of more crimes that are being created by the very people that we have heard from and have been condemned in the minds of the people over 60 and 70 years ago, but they're still just highlighting more crimes. Not a one of them, not a one of them have I seen. Not an Alex Jones, not a Glenn Beck, not a Sean Hannity, not a Mark Levin, not this new little operative, Nick Nuentes, not Charlie Kirk up until the end, not James O'Keefe. Again, not the names that I've named. Not a one of them has called forth in making reference to the law that condemns their crime. Not a one of them has called forth justice. Not one of them. Not a one of them. Because they know if there's resolve, then they're going to be out of a job. I remember doing a high school assembly in Virginia, West Virginia. And I was doing this high school assembly and I was exposing the DARE program. Because as I've shared with you before, the more I tell young people and old people not to do something, guess what happens? The more you tell them not to do it, the more they want to do it. So what I did is I exposed the DARE program for what it was. It's actually daring young people to do what the law condemns. They're provoking kids to do what the law condemns. But why is it that they're advocating for drug use? Because that's what keeps them in business, the same way controlled operatives and highlighting the crimes of politicians that have yet to be dealt with, that's what keeps them in business. If they were to make reference to the law that condemns their crimes, called for impeachment and prosecution, friends, the way that this platform continuously does, they would be out of a job. So you tell me what this is really about. Is it really about justice? Is it really about bringing resolve? Or is it they're all paid opposition driving the same narrative in unity? Because they are allied, Isaiah 28 verse 18. You're not going to convince me otherwise that they're not allied, because they're all driving the same narrative, and every single one of them lacks the calling forth of justice and judgment upon the heads of the guilty party. They do nothing but highlight the crimes instead of condemning the crimes. That is a controlled operative right there. And America is filled with them. So you better get used to it, friends, that you're going to get more of this unless you start to listen to the voice of God and to the voice of the prophets. And I'm talking biblical prophets, where the Lord said, you know not the voice of the prophets, and that's what I'm making reference to, and holding to the establishment that he's established. And I'm talking about Ephesians 2:20, where it's the apostles and the prophets that have laid the foundation of the church. And until we go back there, we're never going to be established in a million years. In a million years. But yet, in contrast to our forefathers, which I've been highlighting for the last couple days, what is the foundation? What's the end aim of government? Justice. What is it that the American people lack? Justice. I'm going to come right back. And we're going to kick this off little by little, friends. And I'm going to give it to you line upon line, precept upon precept. They're protecting the bad guys is what they're doing. They're protecting the bad guys.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spalding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who've fallen prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I just had Isaiah 59 going through me right during the break here. And I'm just, again, proposing to the American people as to what the problem is. If you look at the conservatives of the day, and I've shared this a million different ways, but if you look at the conservatives of the day, put it up against Matthew 5:13, what you listen to and those that you allow to lead you, if you remember right in Matthew 15:14, Jesus said, let them alone. They're blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, what does the Bible say, friends? They're all going to end up in the ditch. And that's exactly where they're bringing the American people. That's exactly what's going on. 59:4 of Isaiah, what does it say? None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. No, they claim they do, right? They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth more lawlessness. How do they bring forth more lawlessness? They tolerate the crimes of the corrupt, okay? Then it goes on, and if I go down to verse 8, it says, the way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Verse 9, therefore is judgment far from us, neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light. We hope something good is going to come out of this. The bad guys are going to get justice, but what does it say? But behold, obscurity. They wait for brightness, but they walk in darkness. Then it goes in verse 10, we grope for the wall like the blind, like we don't know what the answers are. And we grope as if we had no eyes to see, yet there's the answer because the Lord gave us eyes to see to connect the dots. Okay? The Bible says our transgressions are multiplied before thee. Our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us. And for our iniquities, we know what they are. To suggest that you don't is you need to understand if that's the case, you are a master of self-deceit. Why do I say that? Because when I go to verse 13 in Isaiah 59, it says, in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. What does he say in verse 14? And I'm going to stop there in Isaiah 59. And judgment is turned away backwards. And justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street. The people let it fall, and equity cannot enter. Yeah, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. Hey, like this guy that you're watching and listening to right now, that's being censored. They're making me a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he said in verse 16, if I can add that, friends, he said that there was no man. He said there was no intercessor. Isn't this interesting, folks? It's exactly where America's at today. It's exactly what you're listening to today. And the reason I'm talking about that, friends, is because what they are doing at large, your favorite talking heads, making all of the money, serving their golden calves, right? Exodus 32. Serving their sponsors, not the people or their values, they're protecting the bad guys. How are they protecting the bad guys? By not bringing forth justice upon the crimes that have come to the light by the mercy of God. Luke 12, 2. Isaiah 26, verse 9. It is literally that simple. All day long, I don't care if they're eloquent. I don't care if they're smart. I don't care how they put together their narrative. I don't care who they're connected with. As I said during the first segment, not a one is making reference to the law that condemns the crimes of those that they're highlighting. It's become their objective to magnify the crimes in the criminals rather than the law that condemns the crime and the criminal, which are one and the same. Now, I want to go back to something that I was talking about yesterday because we're building this week. You always, before you build, you have to tear down. Before you build, you have to tear down. That's the way of the Lord. Read John 12, 25 when you get a moment, right? Yesterday, I was talking about the 77 said professors in North Carolina that all claimed that we were a democratic society. We're a democracy, just like every president has continuously inundated the American people with since 1985. Reagan was the last one to acknowledge that we were a constitutional republic, which in fact we are. Article 4, Section 4. But I highlighted the fact that every single one of those professors that are indoctrinating the up-and-coming, not just indoctrinating, but indebting as well, every single one of them, when I ask them elementary questions, fundamental questions concerning who we are and what it is that we are as a country and what we have been established as, every one of them said we're a democracy. Let me just take it there, okay? Let's say that we were a democracy, and then let's take it over to the media for a moment. Because if the media can convince you that we are a democracy, they all say it, right? Always remember what Ralph Waldo Emerson rightly said. He said, democracy becomes a government of bullies tempered by editors. So what is it, friends? A second line of defense, a first line of defense to protect the establishment that everybody's complaining about? Who's protecting the establishment that everybody's complaining about? Your favorite conservative talking heads. You complain about the establishment, but you better understand those that are there, that are conservatives, that you think are there fighting for your rights, they are not in any sense of the word fighting for your rights. They are working for those that have given them money to drive the narrative that they're driving. And everything is included except that one word, as I said earlier, justice upon the heads of the guilty.
And let me take it to the mainstream media, because I'm in my studio right now, and all across, I have my badge of honors all over the place. When New York Times came after me, when CNN came after me, when MSNBC came after me, not once but twice, when other outlets across the country and across the sea attacked me for things that were not true or for taking a stand concerning the Word of God, which we are ruled by in this country. The media was used to what? Form public opinion. And they attacked me, and they attacked me, and they attacked me. What did they become? They were the bullies that were tempered by the editors. Guess who the editors are, friends? Those are the ones that are getting paid to make sure that they have useful idiots sitting in those seats that are sold to the American people somehow or another, and some believe and some don't, say they, a majority say they don't. But they sell them to you as if to suggest that they're really journalists doing their job, when in fact what they're doing is they're parroting the teleprompter that they're reading from. This is happening every day in America. We've showed you the videos before, folks. They're verbatim, literally saying the same exact thing from coast to coast every single day, okay? But who's the bullies? The editors. Who's the bullies? The journalists. Are they actually doing their due diligence, or are they doing what they're told to do from the top to the bottom concerning their handlers in the Mockingbird media? Again, you're going to have to put it together, because I'm not going to put it together for you. I'm just dropping the thoughts. Remember a couple weeks ago, I played Udo Ofcott. Udo Ofcott wrote a book. A year and a half later, he died under strange circumstances. This is the individual that came out of Germany, and he basically fessed up to all of it concerning what takes place on a worldwide basis. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he said before he was murdered.
I've been a journalist for about 25 years, and I was educated to lie, to betray, and not to tell the truth to the public. But seeing right now, within the last months, how the German and American media tries to bring war to the people in Europe, to bring war to
Russia. And they'll be
doing
that pretty soon again, friends. Rest assured.
This is a point of no return. And I'm going to stand up and say it is not right what I have done in the past to manipulate people.
He's repenting.
To make propaganda against Russia. And it is not right what my colleagues do and have done in the past, because they are bribed. To betray the people.
Listen carefully.
Not only in Germany, all over Europe. The reason writing this book was that I am very fearful of a new war in Europe, and I don't like to have this situation again, because war is never coming from itself. There is always people behind it to push for war.
That's right.
And this is not only politicians. This is
a journalist
too.
Confessing
and,
to you who the responsible
I
party
just
is.
Have written in the book how we have betrayed in the past our
so what
our
do they use? They use the journalist. For. It's not those that you would call the left that are the problem, friends. It's those that you would call the right that are the problem. And I'm talking about even those that would claim to be the second line of defense. They're defending corruption by merely, again, calling out their crimes and not calling for justice, which we find in the provisions that our forefathers gave to us. You can always tell that they're controlled opposition. Also, look at their net worth. That'll also help you as to who they are, because they're not working for the people's values. They're working for themselves, and they're working for those that are handling the narrative given to them. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error. Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, with reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agema, and I approve this message.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're building up, and I know people don't like to hear being built up. They just want to hear that, you know, the problems are being dealt with by somebody else. Well, we're raising up disciples here is what we're doing, right? So let me go over to this. I was just highlighting the fact that Ralph Waldo Emerson, you know, if you can be convinced that we're a democracy, it was actually Waldo, Mr. Waldo Emerson, who said democracy becomes a government of bullies tempered by editors. It's exactly right. You know how many people are cowardice? And in if you read Revelation 21, verse 8, that's the first scripture. The Lord throws the fearful into hell. They're the first ones in line. But do you know how many people are afraid to take a stand because they're afraid of what the media might say? Let me ask you the question, friends. What happens when the American people stand up against the media? What are they going to do? I can tell you from an individual and on an individual basis, what happens when you take it to them, they don't know how to respond to you but call you names when you hold them accountable. That's what they do. So the question that needs to be begged here concerning my listeners and viewers, what are you afraid of? Let them do what they're going to do. Everybody knows they're lying about it. Just like this whole narrative with Charlie Kirk. Everybody knows they're being lied to about it. Why aren't the people holding the FBI accountable?
I'm talking to the ones that are responsible for destroying that crime scene, right? We are told. I'm just kind of curious. Where's the justice? Friends, all the way around the boards. That's the last big one that we've been sold, right? And that's why I'm bringing that up. But let me go back to the media just so you can understand how long this has been going on. Because what's going on here, yes, it's getting worse. It got worse again in 2013 when the government came out and said they basically could pass a bill where they can create propaganda and you can't hold them accountable. Just like the said vaccines back in the 1980s. Believe that or not. They've indemnified themselves concerning the crimes that they're guilty of in the face of the people. For the people listening to me right now, how many people out there own businesses where if you sell a product, you're not responsible for it? Oh, and by the way, that's what they sell you concerning the said vaccinations, the experimental jabs. They've indemnified themselves. You can't hold them accountable. Nonsense. It's the same thing they're doing with this propaganda agenda, saying that we can create propaganda and you cannot hold us accountable. Nonsense. And look at the lies they spin, the spin doctors, the useful idiots. And they've convinced the people that there's no longer a rule of law because they've convinced you that somehow or another we're a democracy. Nonsense. Everybody's accountable to right and wrong in this life. Love it or lump it, it matters not. Because what you sow is exactly what you're going to reap, good, bad, or indifferent. It matters not. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Let me go back to this. In 1917, I'm just going to go through this real slow. Congressman Oscar Calloway in 1917 enters a disturbing statement into the congressional record. J.P. Morgan, who is a devil that's in hell, he sowed into it and he reaped it, friends. Rest assured. His corporations are still alive and kicking, just like the Rockefellers, just like the Rothschilds. The list goes on. But Congressman Oscar Calloway, he enters a disturbing statement. J.P. Morgan, a banker, a steel tycoon, a bully, hired 12 high-ranking managers from newspapers. He wanted to determine the most influential newspapers in America. So what did he do? He bought them. J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States of America. I said 1917. The 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest newspapers in America. An agreement was reached. The policy, not the law. Policy undermines the law. The policy of the papers was bought, and an editor of their choice was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. Whose policy? Their policy. You go outside of the country, folks, and third world countries will tell you that everything that you're being told is completely backwards or you're completely being lied to. Just think about that. So all of what you're going through concerning your stress, concerning, you know, this hype, concerning what they're throwing on the American people on a 24/7 basis, the propaganda, all of it, friends, it's all created. It's a people that have been set up to judge a disobedient people, just like a false prophet, just like a false teacher, just like a false church overseer who puts himself up because the people want to be entertained rather than to be educated. The Lord will allow those said false prophets and teachers and pastors in the gist to be put up as a judgment upon those disobedient people. And it's exactly what you're seeing in America today concerning the media that the American people tolerate. And you know they're lying and you know it's propaganda. Some will say, well, then why is this happening? Because the people in this country are not obeying, right? That's the problem. They're disobeying. And to make sure of that, if the media, which again, almost 90% of the people don't believe, what do? Then they find controlled operatives with a different face where they want you to believe that they're on your side. But if you just pull the curtain back, you're going to find out the money that's supporting them is coming directly from the enemy's camp. That's what we're talking about today. What are they trying to do? They're trying to rearrange a reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. Years ago, and I got my war, which is available online. It's free for my listeners. But if you go on to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you go to Equipping the Saints here, I'll show you really quick. Oh, I forgot to tell you, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Go to Equipping Saints and you can watch what I'm going to share with you next. Years ago, there was a guy named Don Shelby. I seen him in downtown Minneapolis one day. We were going to Dayton's, me and my friend, when I was about 15, 16 years old, and he just happened to walk by us. I'm 6'5". He's really short. Couldn't miss him. I just had to be careful I didn't step on him, right? But what was interesting is we actually took the cameras into the studio to talk to one of these journalists back in the early 2000s. And again, his name was Don Shelby, and we got him right before he actually retired. And what we asked him is, how do you tell the difference between right and wrong when you give out what you give out concerning your broadcast through your media outlets? Because our point was, a majority of those that report the news have no knowledge between good and evil. And that's how people are destroyed, Hosea 4:6. So when we asked him the question, he said, if you're asking journalists to be an arbiter to decide the differences of morality, Don said, you're asking the wrong people. How many of these that you would call the left today that are pushing their unlawful agenda, if I was to ask them the question, how do you know the difference between right and wrong, they would come up with something pretty much the same as what Don Shelby shared with us, wouldn't they? If you're asking us to decide differences of morality, he said, you're asking the wrong people. But isn't it interesting that they're always pushing that which is illegal concerning their agendas in spite of what they say? Are they stupid? Are they ignorant? Or are they advertently doing what exactly that they are doing? Because they're the ones pushing the agenda, in spite of what they might come up with as to their distinction and making distinction between what's right and wrong. And again, the way that that's fueled is to get the people to believe that we're a democracy. Once you show people that we're ruled by law, it straightens everybody up. Rest assured. What's also interesting is we asked Don Shelby from WCCO Channel 4 News on this video, we asked him, again, how do you know the difference between right and wrong? And what he said, you're asking the wrong people. We're not arbiters. Well, then why are you promoting that which is illegal continuously through your agendas? Then he said, my job, I can't even believe he said it, but he did. He said, my job is to determine where fairness and justice is failing. Wait a second. If you don't know the difference between right and wrong, how are you then determining what's fair or unfair or just or unjust without the knowledge of God's moral law? That's called sticking both feet in your mouth. By the way, again, you know, John Adams, again, comes to my aid, the Colossus of Independence. He was the one that said, listen to me, America. Listen to me, echo, and pair it with John said, one of our founders. Our Constitution was made for a moral and a Christian people. Who's at war with Christians in America more than the media? Nobody. But our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Maybe that's why the Zionists are trying to demoralize us like we were talking about yesterday. Yep, because if they can demoralize you and separate you from your union with Christ, guess what? They got you. Then they can control you. That's why the message from this pulpit has been since day one and from since day one, repent for your sins towards God, first and foremost, and let that law drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Oh, let me give you one more point before this heartbreak comes up on me. The word moral means conform to the rule of right in Webster's 1828. Conform to the rule of God's moral law.
Remember, that came from Webster, the one that's been revised now. But if you go back to the beginning, the 1828, you're going to see that Webster was the one that taught millions to read and not a one to violate God's moral law. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about those that are actually protecting the criminals. And again, that's all you have to do is find the money trail. And it goes right to your favorite talking conservatives of the day, driving all the same narrative or creating confusion. Read Daniel 9:7. It's all by design. Okay? Again, you know, the way that we gauge the genuineness and sincerity of those that are true in their work concerning being a media influencer, as they call them, is the fact that how many of the people across the country, even during the whole COVID conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, why was it that a majority of the American people that were online with their media platforms, why were they all banned? And guess who wasn't banned? I don't need to tell you who wasn't banned because you know who they are. And if they're not banned, guess what, friends? That means that they're a part of the program that you and me are not. It's almost laughable, but it doesn't get any more obvious than what's going on today. And if you, again, if you just look at their net worth, you're going to understand that's all you have to do, again, is ask the question, how is it that they're worth millions of dollars?
Oh, and it's not just the media outlets, the conservatives of the day. It's also the pastors that you know of, friends. Look at their net worth. Notice they're not deplatformed. That's how you know they're not a part of our program. That's how you know that they are not there for the people. They are there to keep the establishment in business. They're, in other words, protecting the bad guys. Prove otherwise. The burden of proof is not on me. Is it true that today I can go on any platform that I want to, and that's all I'm going to listen to, is them highlight the crimes of more politicians, tell you more the crimes of Mylakowski and Donald Trump? They're going to sit there and highlight more of the fictitious nonsense concerning the narrative of Charlie Kirk's assassination. But again, nobody's calling for justice and judgment upon the heads of those that have perpetrated the crimes. That's what you're going to hear. Isn't that propping up the bad guy? Yeah, that's propping up the bad guy. Because what you think the bad guys are and the good guys are, just like pro wrestling, you need to understand that the narrative is already written, and behind closed doors, they're not at odds. They're the best of friends. Oh, Americans, when are you going to wake up? When are you going to wake up? Today, friends, Alex Jones. All everybody's in line right behind Candace. Candace Owens, the one that, you know, she's the go-to girl, and she's got all of this information, and if anybody's going to get it, she's the one that's going to get it. And then what they do is they come over, she's never been deplatformed, they bring it over to her, and then she just lets it out little by little by little by little. But she hardly ever shows you what she allegedly sees. See, that's called keeping you in for the ride. As you're the one that's being allured by the carrot that's dangling before your face, so they got something new tomorrow. Then they got something new the next day. Then they got something new the next day. And then before you know it, out of nowhere, here comes from the right, or here comes from the left, or here comes from the north or south, here comes another crisis created by the guys that they're protecting. That's exactly why they're in business. Without morals, a Christian people, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. That's what they're warring at, America. Do you not understand that, Americans, you Christian patriots and you real conservatives, do you not understand that you're the problem? This is what this is all aimed at. Nobody, these friends of yours on the conservative front, they're not your friends. They're not there working for you. Do they got any common sense as to how to deal with the issues? I mean, they act as if it doesn't fall to their lot as well. They are sadly mistaken. It's just a matter of time. They're dispensable, friends. Let's put it that way. Okay. They therefore who are decrying the Christian religion, right? Whose morality is so sublime and pure, and which ensures to the good of eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. Who said that? Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration of Independence. Whoa, isn't that crazy? Here, let me bring you through something really quick. I want you to check this out. This might help you open your eyes a little bit quicker than maybe you would otherwise. But Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, we had one of them on the phone. I remember talking to him. And I'm not sure if it was Robert or Stanley. Forgive me. But there were two media scholars, and they interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers. And what they found is that 47% of those that have been hired to be journalists, right? They believe that mom and dad cheating on each other is okay. Our laws condemn that. Why? Because it's the seventh commandment. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9 as well. Okay. Did you know that all the way up until 1944, the laws were still enforced against adultery? It was shameful. Now you drive down the street and you see a little sign that says $99 divorces. Doesn't matter. Come on in. An attorney will break up that which God has brought together, that he's not to bring asunder. But he does it anyways, right? 76% of those that are hired to anchor what they call the news, which it's propaganda, as we all well know. Did you know that they see nothing wrong with sodomy, homosexuality? It's felonious activity. So they're advocating, and they call themselves Christians. That's the crazy part, right? And if people knew the word of God, they would know right away to turn their televisions off. Okay, that's the devil. That's not Christ. Christ is holy. He's the one that said, be holy as I'm holy. He didn't say, go out and advocate what my father condemns. and calls an abomination. Sodomy is not a sin, it's an abomination. Okay? Leviticus 18:22. But 76% of those that have been hired to sit as news anchors, they see nothing wrong with sodomy. I don't care if they see anything wrong with it or not. The American people should rise up and drop justice upon their heads by enforcing the law against the crimes that the Lord calls an abomination. And they're in all of our state statutes. 90% of those that are hired to anchor the news, as they call it, the propaganda, let's just call it for what it is. They're spin doctors, right? They're doing what they're told to do. They're reading from the teleprompter. We all know this. 90% of them see nothing wrong with murdering a baby. And isn't it crazy that those are the only ones that have a problem with it are those that haven't been? I just, for the life of me, I don't get it. It's like, people, will you pay attention to this? You're advocating the murder of another child. You better thank your dad and your mom that they obeyed the Lord and they didn't allow somebody to do that to you. The only ones advocating for abortion, the murder of children, are those that have been born. Come on, people. Read Proverbs 6:17. 86% of those that anchor the news never attend church. I'll tell you what, friends, again, there's good preachers and teachers in the corners, and there's real prophets out there, but they're in the corners, and they have been deplatformed as well. The ones that you're getting an earful, friends, are all bought and paid for. The John Hagees of the world, the Kenneth Copelands of the world, the Joyce Meyers, the Paula White. If anybody even listens to Paula White, again, read 1 Kings 13:33. Now, let me give this to you really quick. I have 2 minutes left. Listen, I didn't say this. I want you to listen to this as to who did say it. Our job is not to give the people what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Former president of CBS News, Richard Salent. It's not news. It's all propaganda. News reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Walter Cronkite, when they found his dead, stinking body, friends, do you realize that his flag was upside down? I mean, the guy wasn't good. As a matter of fact, it was Johnson that said when he lost Walter Cronkite, he lost Vietnam. So Walter's the one that aided him in the destruction of over 58,000 American boys that were murdered in a political war. Here, I want to say this too, and I want you to listen carefully. You can rest assured the tolerance that the American people have shown towards the corrupt in office, you can rest assured these scoundrels are going to create another war. And I am telling you right now to get in your head and get in your heart that if they call for the war, you say no. And if it's a righteous war, then you go first. That's how you're going to stop the war. You send your kids first. You go first, because that's what our forefathers used to do. Okay? News reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. The New York Times is on purpose deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view. I didn't know that there was like two sides of the law. I didn't know that there was like a side of the law that you could break, and then the other side you had to obey. No, that's a double-minded man. And the only thing that double-minded man is going to receive is injustice and more of what he's tolerated through his ignorance. That was Herman Dismore, New York Times, former editor. And I'm going to end with this one. We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we so choose to deal with. Richard Cohan, CBS Political News. Friends, it's not news that you're getting. Let me give this to you really quick, if I can get this through here. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything... I'm going to go ahead and shut this. Hang on. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Who is fueling that fire more than today's conservatives that are protecting the bad guys? And what are they doing, friends? They're protecting the establishment that we're all complaining about. And they're right in front of your face. As a matter of fact, they're probably your favorite talking show host, if it's not me. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See you.